Welcome to Allergy Dragon's Lair podcast. My name is Martha Morgan. I'm your host, and I happen to be a specialty diet and allergy chef. But my biggest claim to fame is actually raising a child successfully to 21 years of age so far, with multiple food allergies and celiac disease as well. Today's an Allergy Friends episode, and so I have Zoe with Invisibly Allergic joining me today. So Zoe, go ahead and introduce yourself real quick.
Yes, of course. Thanks for having me, Martha. I'm Zoe. I have the blog invisiblyallergic.com and I'm on Instagram under Invisibly Allergic, but I am just a regular person with food allergies living in Louisville, and I like to spread food allergy awareness. So I try to post relatable content related to food allergies.
And of course, always happy to have you on the podcast. So before we jump into this episode, here's a quick disclaimer. The views expressed here on our show, the personal opinions and life experiences of ours and our guests. We are not healthcare providers or doctors. Please seek advice from your healthcare professional for any diagnoses or changes to your healthcare plan. End of disclaimer. Yay!
Yay!
One day I'll get to do that without reading it. I'll have it, like, you know, memorized. Okay, so we're talking about a lot. This is kind of like just, we're talking about the allergy community here. It's 2024. Right?
Yeah,
right?
Yes, it's 2024. Hello, hooray.
Yeah. Hopefully everybody is having a good 2024. It's been kind of rocky a little bit. It's a lot of emotions already in 2024. So we're going to go over like different things that we've been doing, catch up with everybody, things that are going here locally in Louisville, Kentucky, you know, abroad in the allergy community that we serve.
So. Yes, absolutely. Yeah, I wanted to make sure we touched on our I Am Inclusive Allergy and Autoimmune meeting and just kind of like Louisville allergy community episode. I think that's what you called it earlier, Martha.
Okay, good. Thank you for remembering.
Yes, yeah.
I don't know where to start. Do you have a clue?
Like, sure.
Where should go?
Yeah, well, I think so. Like, current things going on allergy related in Louisville. One of the things that's been top of mind for me has been the closing of Annie Mae's bakery. And I know we have other kind of top of mind items as well. Did you want to mention any, Martha?
I think we want to kind of delve in like things here locally, like the Celiac's Cafe, things that are going on there. I know you already mentioned our IM meeting. And then even, you know, broader on like just the allergy community here. The thing that's beautiful about our community is we can be so supportive of each other, honestly, and like no matter what it is. I mean, like when one of us is hurting, we're all hurting. And I think that's like that here in the Louisville community as well. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, like I said, it's beautiful. It's also sad. We've had a lot of things and we're going to hit a little bit of everything, I think.
Yeah, some loss, but also some gratitude and appreciation for the little things and things like that.
Annie Mae's Sweet Cafe was like the first 100% dedicated gluten-free bakery here in Louisville, Kentucky. And Annie Mae was on the podcast last season. So definitely check out that episode just to learn about Annie Mae. She's a really cool individual. You know, one of the best things about her place, besides having really awesome treats, safe treats, is the fact that, you know, it was one of the places that I could trust with my kid. Being an allergy chef and also being someone that has to deal with it, you know, like it's scary sometimes to trust people. I was just always excited to, when they first opened up, you know, be able to go in and see the checkered floor and things like that. And
I know it had a nice little vibe to it. Like, I mean, it's still around through March of this year. I think like the last day we were saying is somewhere around March 11th, March 9th, something like that for putting in an order. But yeah, like it was just like pink and it had the white, you know, black checkered floors, and it was very like inviting space. And it's been around in Louisville for 13 years. I feel like Annie Mae has really inspired a lot of other allergy friendly and free bakeries around the US. And
you really do need to listen to that episode because she's gone through, I mean, it's a lot to open up a restaurant or restaurant bakery, anything like that. It's a lot. It's a lot harder than what people think. And there's not as much of a learning curve as people would think, because like the learning curve can hurt your you know, bottom line. And then to have to go through COVID.
And supply chain.
Just, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. It makes sense. So
yeah.
She's like top 14 free, I think. Like, I know that there's other allergens besides like the top nine? And then I know she's like certain dyes she avoids, and then any of her allergens that she can't work with.
Yeah, corn. Sorry, yeah. Corn, I
Yeah.
know. And then I don't have full top 14 because technically they do use coconut, and she puts that in there that she had, does use coconut. And technically that's not enough. We won't go into
Right.
that with the FDA, but you know.
Right.
Either way.
Yeah. But I'm very sad, but I'm also excited in a sense because I know it's been a struggle, like you said, for Annie Mae, and it is such a huge undertaking, and she's given it her all, and she's not going to be done. It's just shifting. So there's going to be a home business, a home bakery that she's going to be starting. So Annie Mae's is not gone forever or anything like that. It's just going to be shifting and changing. So, you know, might not be safe for people when it was before. But ultimately, at the same time, it's good to see Annie Mae kind of doing what works best for her. So I wish her nothing but the best and support. But definitely had some tears when I got the notification that, you know, Annie Mae's was closing, and it was just like, oh, you know, they did my wedding cake at Annie Mae's, and it's always a place I point friends to and family when they're like, "What can we get you?" It's like, okay, well, I know the exact spot. You know, you can get me anything off of the menu. I can have it all, which I've never said besides in this instance. So
Yeah, unfortunately, I still can't say that about Annie Mae's,
it's
but I still
true.
love
Yeah,
it.
not everyone can.
Yeah,
Yeah.
but even at our first meeting, we went like that when we got to meet up. I got you Annie Mae's, so
Yes. Yeah. And
yeah.
I got you. Yeah. You got the lemon cookie, your
Oh yeah, and you got
favorite.
me lemon cookies because like I
Yes.
love the lemon cookies. So, so yeah, there it's not gone. It's just like you know, changing. So. Wish her nothing but the best and good luck, and she needs to come back on the show and give us an update. So
Yes, and come to our IM meetings in Louisville.
that's right, here in Louisville. Okay, so then I guess moving on to the next thing, Celiac's Cafe and Chef Angela. If you're here with local Louisville, they're 100% gluten-free restaurant. They're also nut-free and lactose-free. They opened up right before COVID. It was like April. Before COVID, it was also the same time I relaunched my website, and like I have like a parallel kind of thing with Angela and Tracy because Angela and I are both chefs. We're not; she's a little bit younger than me, so we're both in our 40s, which is still very young. Okay,
Oh,
yeah.
yeah.
But you know, I had really struggled with like I wanted to open up a restaurant, and then I didn't, and I was like, that's not really what I envisioned. And so when she did that, I felt like my choice was clear because she was doing it. So for me, it means a lot to me more than just a safe place for me to go eat. It's like a pillar to like remind myself that Allergy Dragon's important. So is the Celiac's Cafe. So of course it's Annie Mae's. And again, going through COVID and having to run anything like this, and then they actually went from their spot to downsize to Logan Street Market. So if you ever come and visit, you know, Louisville, Kentucky, you need to go to Logan Street Market so you can go visit the Celiac's Cafe. And right then, you know, got hit with the diagnosis of her husband having stage four stomach cancer and has fought for over a year. And unfortunately, it was not a battle they won. And so like the other parallel is the fact that they have, you know, three teenage kids. I have three children. I met my husband when I was 17 too. So like it hits very home, close to home. And I really do consider them very good friends of ours. You know, there is a GoFundMe account, and I just want to make sure that we will have that, you know, linked. Check that out. Continue to support them at Logan Street Market and whatever they can do to keep moving on. I know we ate there. We may have had Annie. I think we had like a whole tour the when we first actually met up to go
That's
out.
true. We did. Yes, we started at Sis Got Tea and got like tea, and we brought the Annie Mae's. I think
Anyways.
you that was when you brought it for us maybe.
Yeah.
And then so yeah, we had Annie Mae's, Sis Got Tea, and then we went and met up with Carrie, your friend, who also has another food allergy autoimmune person in Louisville, and we went to Celiac's together. And I will say it's Celiac's, like Silly Axes, like Silly AXES, kind of a play off of celiac disease, just in case people aren't familiar. I just love the name. I think it's so creative. And yeah, we went there and had a great meal together.
Yeah, and then it was, we actually saw Angela and her husband there too. They were like leaving at one point.
That's true. Yeah. I forgot about that. Yeah, they were leaving because it was summertime and the garage door was open. So it was like fresh air was coming in. It was just like such a nice setting. So,
It was
yeah.
just last May. I know, isn't that crazy?
It's
Anyway,
heartbreaking. Yeah.
life is short. As much happiness as she has brought to everybody, I just hope that they're able to have peace and go forward with more happiness and changes. So.
Absolutely. Yeah, she's definitely in our thoughts. And yeah, it's just, I can't imagine. I've been thinking about them. So I'm glad that you mentioned it, Martha.
Thank you.
Yeah, globally, we have some sad news as well. In the food allergy community, a woman who was 25 from the UK, Orla Baxendale, I think I'm saying her name properly, hopefully, was a dancer living in New York City. And ate something that was labeled, but labeled incorrectly. And it said on the label, contains soy, wheat, and something else, but it did not say peanuts, and it had peanuts in it, and that was her anaphylaxis allergy. So she had epinephrine, and unfortunately was not enough. So I think right now, unfortunately, Martha and I were saying before this that a lot of the times a death happens in the community and people kind of rally together and there's a bunch of motivation around getting change. But it's like, why does it take a death in the community for it to be something that's talked about so much? And I know it takes energy to focus on that kind of a thing, but it is just really sad, especially because it was, on the fault of the manufacturer. It was a incorrect label. So it just makes you think, like a recall or anything, it could happen to anyone. And yeah, it is kind of, Martha, we were saying, like a bit of a survivor's guilt, kind of a lingering, feeling that's been happening, I think, with throughout the community.
Yeah, I think anytime that it makes you realize how short life is, and that, like it that wake up call of having the survivor's guilt, because I know you and I both have had anaphylactic reactions and we're
Yeah.
still here.
Yep.
So there's like a little bit of guilt on like how come, I'm still here. Same thing with like, how come everything worked out okay for me? Nobody's guaranteed, even with epinephrine. And that's what people need to understand. Like, it's just so, like you said, gut-wrenching that somebody has to die for change to happen. And then how many more people have to die before the change actually happens? I think
Yeah.
that's just. Anyway,
Yeah.
but at the same time, we're really good at rallying together, and I'm hoping that as a community we can rally together and put forth more labeling change. Anytime I'm out anywhere talking and people ask me the question of what's the hardest thing living with a food allergy, and I honestly think it's the labeling and finding food that we can eat that's safe for us. So, and that's just proof of it.
Yeah, absolutely. We need to be able to trust our labels. So there needs to be obviously more repercussions and something more balances happening, where checks and balances to make sure that the information is correct that's coming on the food products, and yeah, just better labeling practices. So it's definitely something that I've been feeling like I've wanted to focus on ever since I started my blog. And it's been the biggest struggle for me, for sure, especially like cross contact in facilities, because I am sensitive to trace amounts. So I just don't know, unless I know peanuts are in the facility, if it's a possibility that I'll have a reaction from something. So I'm hoping change will come from this, and that's a topic that we talk about a lot at our inclusive allergy and autoimmune meetings, as well as kind of struggles, but also changes we want to see, and kind of putting it out there.
And going back on what you just said, with IM, we started this group at the end of like last year. So we've just really re started meeting up, And so if you're here locally in Louisville, even if you're not here locally, but you happen to come across the pond, and or a couple states over, and you happen to be here at the last Friday of every month, we do currently meet at Rainbow Blossom, the Garner Lane Shopping Center community room. And it's the last Friday of the month, and it's usually from 6 to 8 p.m. You don't have to have a ticket. You can show up late. You don't have to stay for the whole thing.
It's free.
It's free. Yeah.
It's a free
We usually end up shopping afterwards. Don't have to stay and shop, but it's right there, and we all, it's fun. But it's a way to have community, because a lot of times we get isolated behind our screens. And it's amazing how empowered I feel after I go to an IM meeting. Even honestly, on those times when we've had really bad weather days and people can't show up because they don't feel good, and we only have like three or four of us there. And then sometimes we have like Casey from Key Beverages here locally. He donated, his Key for Water. He was also on the podcast. And, we had a great, New Year's Eve party for everybody that showed up. But yeah, they're definitely worthy events. And we're trying to bring about change and be as positive as possibly can, and kind of lean on each other, which is what I think this community does the best.
Yeah, it's something I appreciate about Louisville. And I think in general, getting off of a screen and doing just local connection, getting that local connection with people is so much more like it's better for my mental health than just doing everything for my phone or my computer online. And the connections are just different. And so it's amazing to be forming an allergy community right here in Louisville. And if people are inspired and listening from somewhere else, like you and I just started this on a whim. And I've heard of other allergy groups going on in other cities. So it's something that I hope becomes more of a trend. And as we do more meetings, I'm hoping we get more and more of a following of people who want to come.
I do too. And then, keeping them free as well, I think is very important. I've heard of some of these events starting to charge people some type of membership fee, and we are currently not doing that, and we will definitely try not to do that as long as we definitely can. As long as we can find a place that's free to meet, we will definitely be keeping them for free, because I think it's just important, and it's worth my time.
Yeah, I feel like that definitely aligns with our values. We're not trying to like profit off of this or anything like that. It's very much about the connection element and just feeling seen, being validated, creating connections that are lifelong, potentially with people who get it and understand your perspective, which is. It can be hard to find. I think the beauty of being online is there are more connections I've made with people and I've seen online where I'm like, oh, that person's just like me, where, it's hard to find that experience in person. But at the same time, there's just, to me personally, there's nothing that is quite the same virtually. So I love having our monthly in-person meetups and yeah, I really look forward to them.
Yeah, I do too. I won a book, which is one of mine, and what is it called? Zoe, I forgot your name for 5 seconds.
I could tell. I looked at your face and was like, she's trying to figure out.
Thank you. It was like Zoe. Like she's gonna tell me Zoe. So yeah, having a brain fart moment there. So anyway, so Zoe and I both really love, and I have mine right beside me, actually, of course. So it's Food Without Fear. I was like, wait a minute, where's my camera? And it's by Dr. Ruchi Gupta. I'm a big supporter of the Center for Food Allergy and Asthma Research. I've done live demo cookings with them, et cetera, et cetera. I've gone to faces. Love Dr. Ruchi Gupta, who's, actually here from, she's from Louisville. So always very excited to say, to
Yes.
tell everybody.
She's a local celebrity.
That's right. But I happen to always, whenever I find anything that they're doing that's, which is pretty much almost anything they're doing that's really interesting, I try to always share it on my social media. I also entered to win the book, won the book. They were giving out like multiple copies. And I already have my copy. I love it. And I was like, let's pass this on to somebody in our group. So if you're here local, you definitely need to show up February 23rd, from 6 to 8 o'clock. You can actually, sign up for. You know, it's like I said, no cost. It's a little raffle. Put your name and your email in there, and you may win the book.
Yes,
So.
yeah. If anyone has not read it, it's such a good one. I have personally had a hard time finding books that are on food allergies that I relate to. And I really love Dr. Jugupta's writing style. It's kind of like a mixture of like personal experience, since she is a food allergy mom. And then she's also a pediatrician allergist. So she can kind of blend the two together, and it has the scientific. I learned so much from it, but I also felt like seen while I was reading it. So it's a great book. And yeah, if you're in Louisville, come try to win it. Chances are high.
Chances are definitely high because we never know how many people are going to show up. No matter how many people are RSVP, we don't know. But that's also the beauty of it with autoimmune diseases. We understand.
Yeah, totally. We try to, get people together if they're feeling like better than 50%, and they have the desire to come. It's like, please come. A lot of the times people are like, oh, so hesitant before coming, and I wasn't feeling good. My, autoimmune stuff's flaring. And then they come and they're like, oh, I'm so happy that I came and hung out and got that connection, social kind of recharge in with people who get it. So yeah, I feel like it is hard to motivate yourself sometimes. Martha and I feel the same way.
We do. We contact each other. Thankfully, there's two of us. We haven't had anybody like go, oh, I cannot make it. But we have each other to lean on. And I think also it makes me, I gotta go see, hang out with Zoe. It makes me
Yeah,
want to like go hang out. So
exactly. Yeah, it's just a fun hangout.
it
So,
is. Okay, so what's in store for us this year? That's pretty much, I think we went over it for Allergy Dragons. Layer Allergy Dragon podcast, Allergy Dragon. I'm doing my same thing I always do. I'm just having more fun with Zoe this year, I think.
Aw, thanks, Martha.
You're welcome.
Same.
Thank you. So, if you want any more information on about anything that we talked about, it will definitely be linked down below. I'm going to finish these episodes now. We were doing playing with like, would you rather, and all this other stuff, and I think like just a finishing ending thought is the best. That seems to be what a lot of people really liked. So usually I ask my guests, but since it's kind of like a mutual allergy friends episode, I'm going to I'm going to leave. We're both going to leave either a inspirational thought or just something we wanted to make sure that we said that we didn't get to in the episode. So did you want to go ahead, go Zoe, and then I'll go after yours?
Yeah, sure. I think for me, thinking of inspirational thoughts, just going back to the I am meetings that we've started, I just want to like inspire others to create the change that they want to see, because this is something I never would have necessarily ventured out to do on my own, but meeting Martha and just realizing like, hey, this is really rewarding, and I want to attend a group where I can talk to people who understand. Let's just make it happen. So, yeah, be the change you want to see and inspire yourself and others.
Awesome thought. I liked it. And by the way, I was just like, I am not gonna cry today. Anyway,
Oh.
I'm like, ah. Okay. So on a similar note, it's February. I'm hoping to have, well, it's not February when we're doing this, but it'll be February when this episode comes out. At least that's the plan. And I believe it's February 10th. I'm not 100% sure, but it's in February when it's actually the Chinese New Year. And so what I want to say is it's the year of the dragon and it's the wood dragon. And I happen to be part of the, I'm sorry, Zoe like caught me off guard.
I just get so excited that it's the year of the dragon and your allergy dragon. I'm like, this could not have aligned more perfectly.
Exactly. Well, I mean, I think so. But so yeah, I definitely feel like this is Allergy Dragon's year, so to speak. So I hope that nothing but good things for everybody in this year of the dragon, and that I will saddle back on what she said too, which is definitely be the change that you wish to see in the world.
Love it.
Like I said, everything will be linked down below. Thank you so much, Zoe, for stopping by and being my allergy friend.
Of course. Thank you, Martha, for having me on here. And I'm always happy to. This is always a blast for me.
Okay, then I guess we will catch you next time. Talk to y'all later. Bye.
Bye.